Connie Williams and her friends have been coming to Richland Mall for the last decade or so to walk, talk, and hang out.
We seniors hang out at the mall like the teenagers do on Saturday. We come out to walk and exercise, then we seem to stay for a long time.
There are a lot of seniors at Richland Mall. It's surprisingly abuzz on a Thursday at 9 a.m. Glenda Wheeler is walking laps, emphatically swinging her arms and hugging the walls to maximize distance. She's getting in shape for a trip to Hawaii. She doesn't know much about the renovations, but she's happy her little track is getting taken care of.
I'm excited to know they're doing it a good way, indoors and out of the weather, and I can window shop also.
The common areas in the mall are going to be completely renovated. There will be new flooring, new lighting, new paint, and soft seating areas. Candace Menning is the general manager of Richland Mall. She says it's important to renovate to keep up with the competition.
Everybody in retail today is competing with all of us, whether it's Richland, whether it's Central Texas Marketplace, we're all competing with online shopping because it's easy, it's quick.
And she's quick to point out that the mall has something the internet doesn't, real live people with no wires in the way. Chris Portillo works at Journeys, a cool kind of alternative clothing store.
Yeah, it's a lot funner, man. It's a lot funner experience than just sitting there clicking away. I know, I online shop and, you know, shop around, but, like, it's just a different experience when you go in a shop, like, hey, can I get this? Like, yeah, and you have a conversation with an actual human being. It's nice. Yeah.
Most of the renovations are going to take place after business hours to prevent any shopping or walking disruption. Everything's set to be finished by November, just in time for Santa. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.